tomorrow the moon will blot out the sun, but there's one thing that is never eclipsed, and that's the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
What are your eclipse plans, may I ask?
Well, I will probably watch it on TV or something, a little too far from New York. What about you?
I will be up in Maine, not in the path of totality, but, I will try and catch what I can. Neither of us are good ambassadors for the eclipse, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
All right. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Patrick Berry of Jasper, Alabama. I said, name a long-running TV show in two words, add a C, and rearrange the result to name another long-running TV show, also in two words. And the answer is American Dad, which is on Fox. And add a C, scramble, you get Candid Camera, which is still on TV Land.
All right. This week we received over 130 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Sherry Mayer of Somerville, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Sherry.
Thank you. My husband and I really are huge puzzle enthusiasts. The very first thing we ever did as a couple was a crossword puzzle. It was a New York Times puzzle,
cool.
Actually. So we're very, very excited to have won. We truly have been entering just about every week for a decade.
Aw, that's nice. So the answer to the challenge this week were two TV shows, Candid Camera and American Dad. Do you watch those? Are those some of your favorites?
Not especially. I don't know if I've ever seen an episode of Candid Camera. I've seen a few episodes of American Dad, but my husband and I started by just looking at a list of long-running shows, and American Dad stuck out. And from there, we went to a blog that we frequent called Blaine's Puzzle Blog, and the hints there helped us crack it.
I hear you're about to be a mom?
I am. We're due with our first baby in a month. So.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And do you have any eclipse plans?
Not sure just yet. I think we'll probably try to craft something, but we're not traveling to see it. So, we won't get the total view here.
Exactly. 8 months pregnant. I can imagine you're not going to hit the road. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess so.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Sherry, I'm going to give you some clues. The answer to each one is a six-letter word that rhymes with the last word of the clue. For example, if I said cause of muscle pain, you would say strain.
Okay.
Okay, here's number one. Time of year when birds start to sing.
Spring.
That is it. Number two, having glaring light.
Bright.
Uh-huh. What follows Sunday?
Monday.
That's right. What's raised in a mound?
Ground.
That's right. More than twice.
Thrice.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're really good.
On a roll. Place where you might find a vassal.
In a castle?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Tool on a mechanic's bench.
Wrench.
That's it. What you can use to fill in a stencil.
A pencil.
Uh-huh. Bank feller.
Sorry, bank what?
Feller, F-E-L-L-E-R. Bank feller.
Oh, teller.
Uh-huh. Of course, it could be female, too, but I couldn't make that rhyme. How about a traveling theater group?
Troop.
Uh-huh. Important measure for freight.
Is it just weight?
Yes, that's all. Like the hair of a horse.
Course.
Uh-huh. Oops. That's O-O-P-S. What's something else you might say instead of oops?
Oh, whoops.
Whoops is right. Cover, as in a cloud.
Shroud.
That's it. And here's your last one. Where many French films first ran.
Can.
That is it. Sherry, wow, 100%.
Thank you so much.
100%. Congratulations. That was really great.
Thank you very much.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Sherry, what member station do you listen to?
WBUR.
All right. Sherry Mayer of Somerville, Massachusetts, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, well, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Think of two synonyms, one in five letters, the other in four. The five-letter word starts with S, as in Sam, and the four-letter word contains an S. Change one of the S's to an A, and you can rearrange the result to name a group of people in nine letters that ideally have those two adjectives describe them. What group is it? So again, two synonyms, one in five letters, the other in four. Five-letter word starts with S, four-letter word contains an S. Change one of the S's to an A, and you can rearrange the result to name a group of people that ideally have those two adjectives describe them. What group is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.